From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are picking up, gaining about 100 points, hovering just about above the 10,000 mark. This despite comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who said today that the economy remains uncertain. NPR's Paul Brown reports Bernanke says that even with interest rates near zero, he may still have a couple of tools available to help promote economic growth.
Bernanke's at an annual economists conference in Wyoming. On the same day, the Commerce Department says economic growth is slowing again. Bernanke says the Fed could cut to zero the interest rate it pays to banks to park money at the Fed. That way, banks might lend more with the chance of making at least some profit. Economist Gus Fauché of MoodysEconomics.com says lack of access to capital is a big drag on the economy, among others.
If banks decided to loosen their lending standards a bit and lend more, that would be helpful.
Bernanke also says the Fed could help businesses feel more secure about expanding by being more clear about how long interest rates will stay low. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people erupt into cheers as Kenya's president signs a new constitution.
I, Mwai Kibaki, declare that the constitution set out in a schedule shall be the new constitution of Kenya.
The law is described as the most significant political event since Kenya's independence nearly 50 years ago. It establishes a system of checks and balances similar to that of the U.S. government. That includes new restrictions on the president's powers. The constitution was drafted after Kenya's disputed presidential election 3 years ago. That was followed by months of deadly unrest. Meteorologists are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Danielle from Miami. Member station WLRN's Marina Giovanelli reports the storm is the first in a chain of powerful storms churning in the Atlantic.
Danielle is now a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 135 miles per hour. Its well-defined eye is way off in the Atlantic, and although the storm is not expected to make landfall, it may cause riptides and surges along the East Coast. Meteorologist Dennis Feltgren with the National Hurricane Center says another storm, Earl, is right on Danielle's heels.
Earl could become a hurricane either sometime later tonight or certainly over the weekend. Behind that, there's a very vigorous tropical wave, which has a high chance of turning into a tropical depression over the next 24 to 48 hours.
That storm would be named Fiona. For NPR News, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The Washington Nationals' new star pitcher, Steven Strasburg, may need Tommy John surgery for an elbow ligament tear that could keep him out of the game for as long as 18 months. General Manager Mike Rizzo says an MRI taken yesterday reveals a 22-year-old rookie has a significant injury in the right elbow. If Strasburg is forced to stay out for months, it'll be a major setback in what was shaping up to be a promising first season. India is complaining to China for denying a visa to a senior military officer posted in the disputed Kashmir region. As Veer Singh reports, this is the second time in less than 2 years that Kashmir has triggered tensions between the two Asian giants.
Beijing says the Indian Army general was denied a visa because he is currently stationed in the northern state of Jammu and Kashmir, where the two countries have a border dispute. A statement from India's foreign ministry says there is a need for sensitivity to each other's concerns. The latest Chinese move follows Beijing's decision last year to start issuing a different type of visa to residents of Kashmir. India protested against China's decision to staple visas in Indian passports held by Kashmiris instead of stamping them, saying it would not recognize stapled visas. Despite these tensions, trade between the two countries has grown to an all-time high in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
NATO says a joint force of U.S., French and Afghan troops has completed a week-long offensive against insurgents northeast of Kabul. The effort, they say, killed an estimated 40 Taliban fighters. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.